this is a very good momentum that all of us tiny individual people on social media has built. It is commendable, in fact. But now that we have all gathered and now that we have all listening, shouldn't we start talking about various problem areas that maybe we might have not paid our attention to recently? In everything in life, the balance of opinions, balance of thoughts, balance of action, balance of every way is very necessary. Sometimes we, you know, sitting here in our good life, blessed, touch wood, you know, the not so unlucky kind of a life, it's very easy for us to predict or to make comments on why you should not support this party, why you should support that party. But the fact of the matter is, we will never be able to really understand the pain of the person who is actually going through the repercussions of such wars, their families, their dreams, their hopes. For that person, you know, their whole world is halting. And for such person, when there is a massive gathering in social media, when people collectively join hands and people are like, hey, we will not be quiet on this. This is getting inhumane now. You need to step up. You need some reformative actions. We will not stop until there is justice. You know, such kind of campaigns becomes a hope for a civilian, no matter in what place or in which nation of war that particular civilian resides in. So, you know, I'm sort of very happy knowing that somewhere, someone in Gaza is being satisfied, maybe, or at least, you know, getting a glimmer of hope that the world is listening, the world is paying attention, and we will do whatever it is possible in our hands to stop the atrocities that you have to face. In the name of, again, greed, human lust for pure greed, I don't know, I just get very sad and into, I tend to feel, you know, I imagine myself feeling what the person in that particular state of mind might feel, and then I lose all sense of hope. You see, pain is just pain. Pain has no religion. Pain has no title. Pain is a terrible feeling. And individuals face it. And others can only support you through it. But it's pain. So before we get into this matter and explore the nitty-gritties of it, let us explore where else have our eyes been recently. All eyes should also be on the rising global temperature. All eyes should also be on who is the manufacturer of all the armies, ammunition, weapons that are being sold and used in all these wars. Which company is benefiting the most from extending and creating all these wars around the world? No matter who starts it. A few global politicians butting head, too immature to address the matter diplomatically. Forcing their civilians to go to war to prove their egomaniacal point is beyond frustrating. Attacking civilian camps, attacking women and kids, killing thousands in name of religious hates shows the mental state and lack of much needed government diplomacy of some of these leaders. All eyes should be on Rafah. I completely agree. What is also frustrating is this apparent blindness that wraps our eyes. Selective outrage. Cult journalism has taken a dip, it seems. This influencer, celebrity, you know, marketing are being used to advocate only one side of the story. This is where I get disappointed and mildly angry. Do you remember in high school, there were some bully kids, mean girls, destructive boys who always dictated what was cool and what was not cool? Mass journalism today feels like that. Blindly following paid celebrity-run campaign, social causes, selective voicing and many more. A relatively blessed side of the population reading this post or, you know, sharing about it only shares it with best of intention. Hey, when I share a post that says all eyes should be in Rafah, I mean that all eyes should be in Rafah. But in situation like these, I should also ask myself that, have I used my voice to share for other matters as well? You see, justice cannot be selective. And this is the dilemma a common middle class, middle working, the middle man or middle woman faces. It's for what to speak and for what not to speak. If you share too many stories, your friends label you as, you know, your posts are not hitting the vibe. If you share too less, you're just some dimwit bimbo who doesn't care about what's going on in the world. So what would you do if two options are like this? Why are we shaming people who are sharing the stories? And the people who are sharing the stories, I want to ask you, why weren't you active on other similar social causes? Or is it that, you know, few cool celebrities have shared it, so now you feel like you are lagging behind and you want to share it? See, intention makes the difference in each and every one of these situations. We have a lot to talk about, so let's talk. All eyes should be on the increasingly, you know, devastating climate changes. All eyes should be on what happened on that Pune case. All eyes should be on the Manipur case. All eyes should be on Ladakh. All eyes should be on what China is doing to Taiwan. All eyes should be on what is happening to women in Taliban. All eyes should be on Bangalore's increasing water crisis. All eyes should also be on what is happening in Nigeria. All eyes should be on the sheer wasteless events such as Met Gala. All eyes should be on what we are doing to increase women's safety. All eyes should be where all important cases are. But we have a habit, we have a very nasty habit of following celebrities, following the general media, following anyone or anything which will do the thinking for us, so that we ourselves don't have to do the hard work of actually sitting with the facts, comparing two sides, and make an opinion with our own brain, our own perspective, and our own understanding. But I, you know, having an experience of an Indian, you know, I am an Indian citizen, I cannot comment, neither can I understand in depth what the person, you know, sitting there on Rafa might be feeling. So I would like to add only this much to this particular topic. But I have a lot to add on India's reaction and India's behavior. You see, it is not about what kind of post or what kind of cause needs to be suggested. It's selected. It is more about, you know, how, on what ways are you forced, or in what ways are you influenced, or in what ways are you coerced to support that particular cause, and maybe ignoring the problems of your own homeland. You know, it's always easy to advise and be all lovey-gooey for problems and peoples far, far away from us, and we tend to ignore the very stinking, real, and, you know, shameful problem within our own societies. So what can we do? Hum Indians hain. The British left, but they cursed every Indian with a lifelong colonial mindset, under which an individual, to sound cool and balanced, automatically subscribes to the Western way of critical thinking. Hey, there's nothing wrong in that, by the way. I'm grateful that Western media and this kind of narratives have opened my brain enough for me to question what is exactly going wrong in the environment. But, you know, what about your way? Who's looking out for you? Why is social media dictating where should you focus your energy and attention? Why is someone else making this decision for you? By the way, who is the someone? Or are there many? Are there a billion of selfish people living on this planet who wage war? But why are they waging war? Do they feel a threat to their direct existence? Is someone terrorizing their safety? Or are they terrorizing their solidarity? Also, aren't we like in 2024, 21st century, with such advanced technology, such advanced mechanisms, such comfortable life? We have artificial intelligence now amongst us. We are doing great things, but we are not able to get two global leaders to sit in a room, sort their issue out, fix millennial of years of generational trauma, and address the issue diplomatically, and just stop this need of war altogether. We don't need another war. Our planet is already burning. What is happening? Why aren't we using this level of pressure and this level of, you know, campaigns to pressure these global entities? I don't know the answers. I am just a regular ordinary citizen, and I am questioning it. And I advise maybe you start questioning it too, because this will impact you sooner than later. So anyways, there's a lot we can say about this, but here's a different chain of thoughts. Do you know what justice is? Justice is treating everything and everyone with equal regard. Justice means a person who has maybe killed a dog, or a person who has killed a human, or a person or a teenager who has killed, you know, two people, Porsche. You know, the point is, they should also get equal amount of attention and media coverage and a rally for truth. If you claim to love justice, you cannot cherry pick the cause. Each and every case and cause should occupy some time in your head. I know this is an idealistic form of thinking. I am an idealistic form of person. I either aim for the highest or I don't aim at all. But that's just me. See, this is the reason I always tend to refrain from commenting in any of the social causes, because I feel like if I'm not able to stand up for all of them, I will not stand with any of them. And I know this is I know this is questionable, and I know this is not correct, but I'm just not able to convince myself to float around with opinions. If I have picked a cause, I will chase it for 3 to 4 years. There are a lot of such causes I still have, and maybe someday I'll talk about them, but I still follow up. The problem is, you know, diverting attention. The problem is how quickly we move on. It is dystopian dude, it is just so scary. It is scary how we will rally together for, you know, justice for a great cause, and next day we just end up forgetting and we pick another cause and then everyone forgets. You see, and this is why we have spent our energy in so many different causes, but we have not been able to successfully complete any of them on a global scale, I would say. I don't know. There are so many things. And listen, I know we cannot solve all the things. We can just talk about it and make each other feel less alone and make each other, you know, we just hold each other's hand emotionally throughout this and just try to find a way to thrive and live in the situation. What? There needs to be some kind of accountability. One cannot bat their eyes for a selective few and apply all kinds of rules, accusations, judgments, reasons to run away from another kind of cause. The way we jump to sweeping generalization and shaky judgments, we may use our collective power to unite and start holding the global government officials to resign, regroup, or change their ways. See, we have the power, we always had it, but it has always been spread into multiple streams. Our unity in our voices, as we have demonstrated today, can bring in total, unconditional, equal empathy for all. Listen, I am more scared about the war nature has waged against us. You know, rising temperature, landslides, flooding, droughts, tornadoes. We may think about uniting our collective power to address and demand accountability from our local governments against these issues as well. It's just a suggestion. Hey, by the way, which famous celebrity is always flying around their private jets? Hashtag blockout 2024. Do me a favor and, you know, search this hashtag. Listen, I know the world feels hopeless from the news, and you know, just do not let a collective reality be your reality. You are allowed to participate in the world, voice out your opinions, and then sleep peacefully, because ultimately what you are doing, how you are handling your life, how truthful, how, you know, a life full of integrity you are leading will decide your karma. And guys, I don't want to sound all astrological and whatnot, but this is the year of Saturn, and Saturn is all about justice. So rest assured, the bad ones will be punished. There is a higher power, you know, a power higher than all of us. Some call it God, some call it universe, some call it whatever they want to call it. But no human being is above them or that power. I don't know which pronouns to use for God. Anyways, you know, chill. I know it can get very overwhelming. I mean, scrolling, reading all this negative news, it can impact you. It can impact your focus. It can impact your thought process. But you have to plug out also. And you need to know when to plug out. And ultimately, your world, your nation won't be at war if you know when to unite and for what cause to unite and how to address these problems. Our attentions are not just a word in English. Our attention is our energy. And all of us cannot let this energy flow where there's too much overflowing already. Let us fill someone else's cup also. Let us flow and speak and talk about, you know, all the diverse issues that we can talk about. And let us ensure that we are paying our attention with our own critical thinking to all the important issues and all the important causes. And not necessarily the one, you know, chosen and propagated to benefit a few. Anyways, hey, ultimately, it's your choice. And you do you. And you flow with your own flow. Listen, I have never been a kind of person who cannot be convinced otherwise. I mean, that's what being a person is really, you know. Normal people are portrayed in media as like some dumb, you know, NPC background characters as such. But I don't think any people, you know, the kind of people I meet, they're very middle. There's no black and white. There's sometimes it's not about that, you know, a picture has a hero and a villain. Sometimes there are two villains. Sometimes everyone is a villain and the common person is the hero. So my heroes, relax. The world will be a better place tomorrow. And I assure you, you know, this too shall pass away. Good night.